Ambassador College, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Youthful rebellion, child crime, generation gap, student unrest, juvenile delinquency, illegitimacy, sexual revolution, pot, escapism. Those are the problems plaguing today, aren't they? Nope. Nope, I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about ancient Rome. Did you know that in ancient Rome, the disintegration of the home, going into escapism, drugs, entertainment, illegitimacy, sexual revolution, juvenile delinquency, student unrest, the generation gap, youthful rebellion, you know, those were the social problems plaguing ancient Rome. Today, divorces are more and more commonly an accepted part of modern living style. As a matter of fact, pair-bound relationships and just loosely living together without benefit of any papers documenting it one way or another, that's supposed to be very modern. Ah, no, Rome had that way before we ever did. Rampant adultery, premarital sex, wife swapping, a growing acceptance of homosexuality and perversion. Rome had all of that way before we did. Matter of fact, you could go way back before ancient Rome, clear to Sodom and Gomorrah. They had it right out in public just like we do today. We got men's inns at the Capitol. We got the so-called gay rights revolutionaries stampeding or whatever it is they do up and down the street talking about how they've got as much right to do this and that as everybody else. But Rome had that before we did, and Sodom and Gomorrah before them. You know, most people forget today that the home is not a social phenomenon. It is not a government-sanctioned institution. It is not a passing sociological cultural event. It is the very root and the core of the foundation of any society. It is the most influential element in national character. It is the first authority, the first protection, the first center for learning. It is the first economic unit. It is the most influential element in all of the areas of civilization, of individual character, of setting values, purposes, and goals, of morality, of self-control, and of loyalty, and of love. Now, the early Romans, before the empire began to disintegrate into some of the things I mentioned, was really an empire that understood that. It was a force that began to help Rome grow in power and stature. In the book called Rome, Its Rise and Fall, the author Philip Van Ness Myers notes, and I quote, "First at the bottom, as it were, of Roman society, and forming its ultimate unit, was the family. The most important feature or element of a family group was the authority of the father." He said a little later, "It would be difficult to overestimate the influence of this group upon the history and destiny of Rome. It was the cradle of at least some of the splendid virtues of the early Romans that contributed so much to the strength and greatness of Rome and that helped to give her dominion of the world. It was an instinct, and indeed it was almost like a religion. On the other hand, the exercise of the parental authority in the family taught the Roman how to command as well as how to obey, how to exercise authority with wisdom, moderation, and justice. Yet all of that came tumbling down, and that ancient civilization went into sports craze, urban crowding, racism, perversion, sexual licentiousness, and the destruction of the Roman home. Rome was destroyed more from within than from without. Is it too late to learn a lesson of history, or are we absolutely out of tune with the lessons of history? I've got a booklet for you. It's called The Modern Romans, and the point of that title is obvious. That's who we are. We're just like they were at about the time prior to their collapse. The Modern Romans, full color, graphically illustrated, absolutely shocking in some of the overtones when you find exactly how similar the ancient Roman civilization was to ours today.